The Buzz of Bumblebees, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. A research team out of the University of Missouri is using microphones to record and analyze the buzz of bees in hopes of learning more about them in an effort to save them. I asked Dr. Candace Galen a difficult question.
Is it difficult to find them because they are becoming extinct?
In some places, yes. We work on bumblebees, and there's the rusty-patched bumblebee becoming rare. And even the bees that we work on, which are high alpine bumblebees, they've never been terribly common just because their habitat isn't that common. But now we're beginning to see for these alpine species that their numbers are beginning to decline. And so that makes it more challenging to find them. And of course, for bumblebees, they nest in the ground. So it's not easy to find the colonies of the bees. And so where you see them is on the flowers, getting their snacks out of the flowers. So that's where we decided to listen for them, on the flowers, and see if we could figure out not necessarily which species is there, because I don't think we can do that. And honestly, using these techniques alone, I'm sort of skeptical that these acoustic methods alone would get us to identifying species. But what these techniques can do is get us to identifying sort of characteristics of the bees, which gives us a good start on who they are. So what we do is we set out arrays of microphones and we listen. And the nice thing about it is we don't have to be there to listen. The microphones will do the listening for us, just like other kinds of recording devices have been used for bats and for birds and for amphibians to keep track of their populations.
If it sparks.